If you drive on the West Side Highway in Manhattan, you cannot help but notice Trump Place looming over the skyline. It is one of several buildings in New York bearing Donald Trump's name. Well, tomorrow, residents will ask a judge to let them change their building's name. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on how the Trump brand is losing its luster in the city he's from.
A dozen years ago, James Tufenkian noticed a really nice building going up in his neighborhood on Manhattan's East Side. He went inside and loved what he saw. Just about the only thing he didn't like was the name, Trump World Tower.
It was kind of detestable. You know, even at that time, I didn't like the idea of being in a building with his name on it, but it didn't have nearly the significance that it does now.
Tufenkian, who heads a carpet company, still lives in the building, and he loves it. Great staff, nice views, very well managed. He just doesn't like that name.
Look, I have lots of people. I have to explain to everybody who comes to visit me that I'm sorry about the name on the building. You know, this that I live there doesn't constitute any kind of endorsement.
President Trump doesn't own Trump World Tower, but his company manages it, and of course it bears his name. And there are signs that name has become something of a liability. That is also true at Trump's signature property, Trump Tower, where the president and his family have long lived. Jonathan Miller, who runs an appraisal firm in New York, says there are a lot of newer luxury buildings in the city, and they've eclipsed Trump Tower.
It's no longer the top tier of the market because this new product has changed all that.
And he says the intense security at the building since the election probably discourages some buyers.
That has the potential to impact values in the building.
But even in other Trump buildings where security isn't an issue, Trump's unpopularity may be hurting property values. The online brokerage firm Zumper compared rents in Trump buildings to others in the city. They found that in most cases, Trump apartments sat on the market longer and fetched lower prices. Managing broker Nathan Tondo says if an apartment is a good deal, even with the Trump name, people will still want to live in it. But the name does matter.
We've had rental clients who didn't want to see buildings because they did have a Trump name on them. And we try to explain that it is owned by someone else. It's just the Trump name. And they said, I know, but walking into that every day just feels wrong.
Real estate prices have softened in New York, especially at the high end. So that may be a factor in what's happening. But some buildings clearly see Trump's name as a liability. Trump properties in Canada and Panama have rebranded themselves. In New York, the Trump Soho is now the Dominic. Three Upper West Side buildings have dropped the Trump name. And tomorrow, a condo building at 200 Riverside Boulevard will ask a judge for the right to do so as well. The building's lawyer declined to comment. Elizabeth Hollab, who lives in Trump Place, says the irony is it's a really nice place to live.
The truth of the matter is that it is. Look, I can't stand Donald Trump. I'm sorry he's the president. I don't support his policies. The reality is it's the best run building.
The building is managed by the Trump Organization, which opposes the name change. Eric Trump has said the effort is being spearheaded by a few rogue residents. But a straw poll in the building suggests most residents support the change. President Trump spent years building up his brand, but for some people in the city where he grew rich, that brand has become toxic. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.